This is Monday, April 22nd. What vision do you have for the future of humanity? I know that's a pretty lofty question, one that we don't ponder very often, but our song this week pushes us to think about it. Why? Because we live today based on our vision of tomorrow. Years ago, I led a skeptics fellowship in downtown Miami. Two facilitators of our group invited co-workers to a lunch discussion that took place every month, and it focused largely on what was happening in the world. The purpose was to build friendships around those conversations that would open the door for building community, a place where we could share and talk about Jesus. Now, each gathering used a current issue to stoke the conversation. One of those conversations centered on what the group members thought about the future. Where do they believe life is going in our world? At the time, the current news that triggered this discussion was a statement from one of the Iranian leaders explaining that their national policy is based in part on where they believe life is moving in the future. And so I asked the group, "What do you believe about the future? Is there a purpose and plan to history, and where is it going?" Now here's our passage for today from the 67th Psalm, verses 1 to 2. "May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face shine on us, so that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations." Psalm 67 begins as does the blessing given to Aaron, the first of the high priests the Lord called to serve his people. And we'll look at that blessing later on this week, but first we consider what God says he planned for our world. The blessing given to Israel will open the door for other people to see and know the salvation of God. In other words, God will so love and bless a people that everyone else can see it. Now here likely we're challenged, as the Jewish people must have been as with this song. "I thought God had only one chosen people. I thought the number of the chosen would be small and confined to just that one nation." But if we've thought that, we'd be wrong. God plans for his salvation ultimately to spread to all nations. I remember first hearing John Lennon's song, you know, that member of the Beatles. It was released in the U.S. in 1971 and became the most popular single of his career. Likely you have heard the song Imagine. It says in part, "Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for and no religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace." You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will be as one. You see, Lennon also had a vision of a unified people on earth. But notice the route to his vision. It is in the dissolving of countries, the elimination of faiths. He envisions no heaven, no hell. But what has the power to unite people? He gives no explanation except that people will join him in his desire to be united. But that's the problem. Without a basis for unity, how is it going to be possible? And here's what our song teaches. God plans to include the nations of the world. They will be drawn to him out of the desire for justice and a way of life that flourishes, a blessed life, you could call it. The Lord's people will live in this justice and with such a life that the goodness of God will be seen by the nations, by everyone. And then the nations will stream to God to worship and honor him. Now we hear this and it also may seem like a pipe dream to us. We may be greater dreamers than even Lennon said we need to be. But let's think about it. In the U.S., as flawed and divided a people as we are, there continue to be millions of people who are trying to come here because they see how much better their lives would be if they could. Now, I'm not saying that the U.S. is the kingdom of God. Far from it. What I am saying is that we should not underestimate this hunger for justice and a flourishing life. You see, God created all people for this. Everyone has this deep desire for a life of flourishing and peace. So how can people see this life? Why would they come to it? The song says that it is as the Lord's people receive and live in His blessing that this life is seen and shared, that people turn toward the Lord and worship Him. The life of God's people is so beautiful that other people want in on it. And this is actually what happened in the beginning as the early church, the church, first grew. During the first years, the gospel went out to the world. The church became a place where the walls separating people were torn down. Slave and free, rich and poor, male and female all found dignity and love. They found community and care. Now I want to go back to that skeptics group I mentioned earlier. That day, none of the people had any vision for where life and history might be going. It was remarkable to me that in our society, this kind of thinking is almost entirely absent. But that is not true for us. God's goal in our worship is for us to capture His vision for a world brought together in Him. It is that kingdom we live in today and as we receive the blessing of God in our lives. And it is God's purpose that there would be such a beauty in that life of faith and trust, that life that comes by His grace in Jesus, that other people will be drawn to it, drawn to worship Him from the nations of the world. Let's pray. God of glory, forgive us for thinking that Your grace is only for us. Remind us of Your purposes in Christ. Empower us by Your Spirit to live with the grace that we have been given. For we pray in the name of Jesus.